You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. And we're giving away Heat opening night tickets today on the show. Keep on listening to details on how you can win. I'll tell you how I'm doing Pat Riley trivia in the last hour of today's program. All right, in the program, Pat Riley trivia.
Love me some trivia.
Leroy, before, I know you're going to bounce early today, so can we win a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Sure. YourExAttorneys.com, free consultations 24-7, call them at 866-954-MORE.
I'm liking the coolness in the mornings. It's quite lovely.
Easy breezy.
It is breezy. Those clouds are humming out of the east. I'm going to say it's got to be 15-plus miles an hour. Trees are doing the way back. Yep, and it is, I'd say... Partly, I'd say more on the mostly cloudy side. But here's what's crazy. We got weird rain.
Yeah. Lately.
We've had some weird rain. Like, it'll just be like a spritzer. No heavy downpours. But it'll just start raining. And it'll last for like 2 or 3 minutes. And that's it. So I don't know if we classify that as rain. Yes. But not what we're accustomed to in Florida.
It's been weird.
Yep.
Also weird. The Tua press conference yesterday.
Weird, Tua. Why do you call that weird, huh?
He was very aggressive.
Very confrontational or defiant, I would say.
I would say
this. Talking about.
Tua spoke as if though he's sick and tired of people telling him how he should go about living his life.
That's right.
Yeah. And he has every right to do that. You're like, oh, he should try. He should do that. He should shut the hell up.
That's right.
Exactly what he was saying. Like, you're not, none of your doctors. I'm working with doctors, right? Mm. They have cleared me.
Yep.
I know I have to be a little safer in how I go about things. But from that standpoint, it's none of your damn business.
That's right.
Basically, way he went at it, and he has every right to.
I think it's also a snowball of the team sucking. You know, he's felt symptom free for 5 weeks, and the team isn't good, and he hasn't really been able to do anything about it. Though
he may have been annoyed that he was put on injury reserve. Like, you understand, if you have a concussion, even if you get a concussion during a game on a away trip.
Mm-hmm.
They will keep you overnight. If his concussion was that bad, why was he on the road next week?
He said he was fine the next day.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So it's a weird, it was a real, and I can understand if he's upset that people did things to look good, but not things based on how they were. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That can be annoying from a player's perspective.
Here's a little bit of Tua. You got this, Marcos? Is this all set to go? He was asked about the message he has for those concerned about him, and he says he loves this game to the death of him.
There are a lot of people out there legitimately worried about your health and making sure that you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to those that are worried that you might get hurt again and this is something that's going to continue?
I appreciate your concern. I really do. I love this game, and I love it to the death of me. That's it.
There you go, Tua.
Hey,
what a prize! I love the game.
Can I just say this?
Goosies.
Do you see how guys play out there? Do you see how guys hit each other?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what guys go through? Look what Nick Chubb's just gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Granted, it's a different injury, but there's a lot of that. And because you have a hot topic. or we have a hot topic, we use this one or this injury without looking at, you know, what everybody is putting their body through to play this game.
Well, I mean, quarterbacks are getting more headlines than anybody else, and his and his concussions have been very violent, and not necessarily, you know, not necessarily on the craziest hits either, like the reaction that he's had. So, I mean, at one hand, yes, he has for sure been treated differently and covered differently than everybody else. But on the other side of it, his have definitely been very visually upsetting to people to watch.
I think the bigger thing is that you have to understand that it's not necessarily the hit that has gotten him in trouble. See, quarterbacks, unlike other people, I would say unlike me, I got so used to getting hit, I learned how to put my body in a better position to get hit. Mm. Remember before the season, I was talking to you about this.
Yes.
You got to get hit a couple of times so you know how to protect yourself. When is it time to be an aggressor, or when is it time to protect yourself? You got to go through it a little bit to get back into that flow. Quarterbacks don't necessarily know how to do that because they may get hit 3 or 4 times a game the same way I did. Most of their hits are sacks,
mm-hmm.
right? If you're getting sacked, a lot of times you don't have time to protect yourself.
Right, so
it's a weird thing.
I think that's what is such a throw off about what happened with this one in particular, because it didn't look like that violent of a hit, and it wasn't. Right. It wasn't, you know, this. Ooh, you know, he was trying to make something happen, and something that looked pretty innocuous ended up looking very scary, even if it didn't end up being more severe than the last one.
I think, in all honesty, in that situation, he kind of jammed his neck more than got a concussion.
Maybe.
And it looked that way because it wasn't any sudden jarring.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Or anything like that. It was more of he kind of, you know, got his neck jammed. And like to sit here and watch on TV and try to identify what's happening or what's going on when we're not medical professionals is not only wrong, and we shouldn't be, but it's also unfair to the player, because now everybody gets in a tizzy over what's going on with Tua, and now we get into the mode of making it look good instead of identifying what's actually going on.
Well, yeah, that's going to be something he has to talk about the organization with, because they got so much heat the last time because they felt like they put him in a vulnerable spot.
Right.
And there's no way that the next time this happens, he's not going to be maybe even shelved longer if it does happen again, which I hope it does not. But
right.
I don't know if this is a I definitely understand him being pissed at the media and being pissed at everybody's overreactions or over coverage of this. And I almost felt like it was listening to yesterday, it felt like badgering almost to a point. Like, I don't know what everybody was really trying to get out of that. Like, he kind of made his point, and but he also has to realize, like, the organization is the one that decided to put him on IR, and they're probably going to treat him like that again. I don't think that's going to change no matter how pissed he is.
But they were feeling the heat from people who really shouldn't have a say so in what's going on.
Yeah, but they have the doctors, you know?
Right. But no, we had this conversation from the beginning. Regardless of how healthy or hurt Tua was, they going to make it look good.
The coach seems to disagree, though. The coach is out there saying the doctors told him time was needed.
Okay.
You know?
And like, that could all, you know. Like, I just think that we, again, you put it in the hands of the medical staff and everybody shut up and hope for the best. And we don't do that.
Here is
try to tell people what you know, oh, he should do this or that or that. And then next thing you know, it's a national story. Next thing you know, and like, yeah, man, like, it's hard enough.
Here's Tua saying he feels like he is treated different than other athletes.
I just think it's based off of whatever that individual feels. That if you feel like you can go, you can go. I just think this is only becoming a thing just because of what ended up happening 2 years ago for myself within the sport. I hate that it's happened, but we don't look at boxers the same way. We don't look at hockey players the same way. But I just think because of what happened and the magnitude that had, that it's becoming more of an issue here in the league.
I don't necessarily agree with that, that boxers aren't and fighters aren't put under the concern of CT and things like that. I don't.
After they're done, after they get to Evander Holyfield.
Well, I don't, but a lot of them, I think the thing that he misses on that is, like, a lot of them don't have the choice that he does, fortunately. And I get it. He wants to keep playing. He's not a 38-year-old fighter or a 40-year-old fighter. He's a 26-year-old quarterback in the prime of his career. He feels great. But he also has a lot more security than a lot of fighters do. A lot of fighters fight because they got to fight.
Yeah, I'll definitely give you that. Yeah.
You don't know that he – see, the crazy thing about this is here we go again. You don't know that he doesn't feel that way.
That I don't feel like
you're looking at his situation and telling him.
He just said it.
No, but
he just said it.
No, but I'm saying, like, he may feel that the same way they feel when they go. It's not about the money for him, but the need to kind of.
A lot of fighters, it is for the money, though.
Right, right. But the reasons that you pick and choose, like, just because the reasons are we choose money for the fighters. Doesn't mean that the reason why Tua feels he has to come back and play isn't just as important. And for us to just say, you got the money, don't worry about it. He may not be thinking like that. He may be thinking along the lines of, listen,
I know what he's thinking. I mean, I'm sure he's thinking that he's in the prime of his career. He feels great. He loves football. He doesn't want to stop.
Right. But that's just as important to him as a boxer fighting for money.
Yeah, but I don't know if a boxer's continuing if he doesn't have to do it financially. Like, a lot of boxers, like, you know, you think Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield are stepping in the ring at 58? If that's the case, probably not. If they weren't effed by other promoters taking their dough.
Yeah.
But I get it. Look, I'm not demonizing Tua. He should play football if he wants to play football. But I do think that was like. To say that you're the only person people are concerned about in sports, I thought that was like a little bit of a blind spot, but I get his, he's pissed about it.
He turned on the TV. Why wouldn't he think that?
What did Rex Ryan say that you were so,
so Rex, did you get it? Frog Boy?
Oh, Tobin wants to ask for 5 cuts. Poor Leroy doesn't get to play as Rex Ryan. Don't worry, Leroy. I'll take care of you. Give me 45 seconds.
Okay. Wow. Like, what was he doing the entire time? Like, he's like, this guy's sitting here and he's like just looking at us. He goes, oh, the sound that I sent you 6 minutes ago and this is the sound I asked for 7 minutes ago. I don't have that sound either. Can you just give me an idea what he said? What was it talking about?
He was just blasting Aaron Rodgers, saying that, yeah, he's not playing well, and he wanted to talk about the red line. He said the ball was 20 yards short. I don't care where he was throwing it.
No.
And so, and that's just, I'm like, sounds like something I said. And people were saying, no, no, they clarified it. He ran the wrong route. I'm like, I don't care what route he ran. The ball was short.
Nobody ever wants to say anything about Aaron Rodgers.
No. And if I say something, it's because I'm a hater, which wasn't the case. Now I got some backing from some other people.
Is that the guy you want backing you?
No, not really.
Old feetsies?
No, not really. Not really.
Take a break. We'll hear from Rex Ryan lashing out at Aaron Rodgers and more, too, coming up next.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.